A Noosa Hinterland man has died after he was crushed under his mower. The man had reportedly been conducting work under the mower at his Black Mountain property on Saturday morning when the machinery fell on him. Fire and rescue crews along with paramedics arrived, but the man's injuries were too severe and he couldn't be saved. A report is now being prepared for the coroner. A man has suffered life-threatening injuries after being bitten by a snake. He was bitten around 3 yesterday afternoon at a private address in Morayfield and then rushed to Caboolture Hospital for treatment. He was one of 7 snake bite victims in a 24-hour period, including a Cambroon man who was treated at Nambour Hospital. Just briefly, welcome news for locals paying off a home, with the nation's top economists and major banks all predicting an official interest rate cut by the Reserve Bank tomorrow. 124 newly graduated nurses and midwives are taking their first steps into their careers on the Sunshine Coast. The group will spend the next 2 weeks completing hospital-specific training and orientation. And construction work will soon begin on 2 southbound Sunshine Motorway bridges located above the David Lowway interchange at Pacific Paradise. It's to remove and replace asphalt and damaged concrete safety barriers. The works should be finished by mid-April, weather permitting. And in sport, success for the Sunshine Coast Falcons Q Cup side in their second trial match at the weekend, overrunning North Devils by 16 points, while the juniors in the Cyril Connell and Mel Meninga Cup sides were playing for points against the Western Clydesdales with home crowd support at Bock Arena, with wins for both the boys' sides with a convincing 18-point victory for the under-19s. And a big change to the course for this year's Sunshine Coast Marathon Festival. For the first time, the marathon's been redesigned into a single-lap course to start at Alexandra Headland, taking runners through a mostly flat coastal route through Twin Waters and Majimba, crossing the Sunshine Motorway Bridge twice. The new course will also allow for greater capacity, with up to 15,000 runners expected to take part in August.